we go again, huh? All right, y'all go ahead.
How much does the pulse change starting today then, as opposed to the rest of the time this last few weeks?
You know, it naturally changes, you know, because you're getting into the regular season and obviously the mental load, the workload, you know, everything just picks it up a notch. But we're really professional. Our guys are really good today. You know, we got a little break that came back good today. We're off to a good start trying to teach some of our young kids and our new kids our routine and what they have to do to help us get ready to play. So it was a good start today.
Terry, did you name
the
captain?
Yeah, we did. DT's the offensive captain. DeMarcus is the defensive captain. And Kayvon was the special teams captain.
What do you think about the picks?
I think it's awesome. You know, I think DT's had one of the best camps I've been around. He's worked extremely hard. He's in tremendous shape. DeMarcus, I think, you know, that's a big respect factor. I mean, y'all know what he stands for on this team. Everybody respects how hard he's worked to get back to opening day. And then Kayvon, you know, I'm just so proud of him. He's come a long way since I've been here, and he's a leader in how he works and how he goes about his business. So three good guys. We got a lot of good leaders on this team, but that's three good guys.
Does that surprise you with Kayvon or show?
No, it really doesn't. Not from what he's done. The way he finished last year and the way he came back this offseason in this camp, no, it does not surprise me at all.
How Tyson Barlow look out there today?
You know, I have to go back and look. You know, I'm watching the big picture, so not just one player. So obviously he and Brick were back to work today on a limited basis somewhat, so let me go see.
He was listed on the depth chart as tackle, not guard. Is that
Ty's going to have to play everywhere. Okay. You know, I mean, let's face it, he hasn't been back out here. We're doing everything we can to get him to game day right now, so we'll see.
Because Michael was first at guard.
Michael started right guard. We think he's earned that opportunity. He's had a really good camp. He's played everywhere. He's settled down here the last two weeks and played the guard position with Weems out. So Michael's earned that right.
Coach, last week you talked about how miserable making these roster cuts are and mm-hmm. getting down to 53. After going through that process, you still agree with that?
Oh, yeah, it's really tough. You know, it even goes as late as yesterday. You know, went down to the last minute with a few players for us and had to let some guys go that did a really good job, you know. And then you're putting guys on a practice squad today up until the last minute. I think it was 11:15. We're trying to sign players for practice. So, but that's part of it, you know, and you know, you just try to respect everybody, be honest with them, and your pass probably cross again. That's part of our league.
What stood out about Austin Davis to you guys?
What's that?
Austin Davis, what stood out about him?
Well, first off, I studied him really hard coming out. He has a little bit of background in my verbiage. He's been in some quarterback rooms of guys that have played for me, so I thought we could make up some ground here pretty quick. And when he's had some opportunities, he's done some good stuff. So, you know, we'll see. We'll take it a day at a time. But I think he'll catch up pretty quick.
Gary, every offseason has issues, but you guys sure had some big ones this year. Yeah. Peyton and Brock and Vaughn and McKeef. As a whole, how do you think the team handled everything that was going on?
I think the team's handled it really well. I mean, you know, those things happen. They can't do anything about them. You know, they just got to do their job. But they've stayed focused. Been a lot of tension in a lot of areas on our team. But the bottom line, now it's time to go play, and it's a team game, and we're going to be successful. If we're going to be successful, it's going to be as a football team, not individually. So they're locked in on that. They know that.
With that said, have you had an offseason compared to this one?
I tell you, I mean, I love to have this off season all the time. We won a Super Bowl last year. It was a good off season. So hopefully, you know, there's some more of those to come in the future. But that's part of football. I mean, there's questions, there's things going on, and, you know, you put your blinders on and you go to work every day, and that's what we've done.
Regular season week, you know, Trevor's ready, showing you he's ready for the moment.
Yeah, I really like, you know, the way he works. Trevor, he can carry a lot of information in a short period of time. Let me explain. He can go in that meeting room for 2 hours in the morning, walk out of here at 11:30 and take it to the field, you know, and that's – you can't teach that. Guys can handle that or they can't. So he's handling a lot of information, handling the team, practice well today. You know, we need to help Trevor all we can, but I know Trevor's ready to do his part, and we're behind him 100%.
What is the difference between Davis and Sanchez? So if Davis came for a year with the third quarterback –
what's the difference? You know, I mean, we just made a decision to go in a different direction. You know, Mark's obviously had a lot of experience and stuff, but we went young at the quarterback position. And so that's why we also brought Austin in here. So we got confidence in these guys, and we'll go to work, and we wish Mark all the best. He was a true professional, a great person through everything. Yes, I'm expecting him to be there on Thursday. He did not practice today. We'll see what we get out of him tomorrow, but I think Jeff's capable of playing with limited work. We just got to do it smart here, get him there the right way.
How far away is he?
Benny is coming. He did not practice today. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. He's out, and I'm watching him work out here. He's doing a pretty good job. He's got his brace on. He's working.
How's Carolina a different team from when you played them in the Super Bowl?
I mean, they have some changes, too. I want to say they return, I can't remember how many starters, maybe 18, 19 starters, other guys. So they've had a few changes. You know, they're led by the top player in football, the quarterback, and they're led by 59 defensively. And, you know, they're the staples of their football team. They're very consistent in what they do. They play extremely hard, and Ron coaches the hell out of them. So just we got great respect for them, and we know we'll have to play great. We know that.
How much can you take out of the Super Bowl film for what you guys?
You know, we let all that go. This is a new team, new year, new season. You know, we're studying what they've done this year. I'm sure they're doing the same thing. You know, we got to stay focused on this time around. We don't talk about that at all, to be honest with you.
Is it at all an advantage playing with a quarterback that you almost have seen out there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is it at all an advantage playing out there with a quarterback that people haven't really seen with this regular season?
Are you talking about them going against a guy that's what you're asking? I mean, I don't know. I think to say that somebody hasn't seen somebody, we work really hard in this business. We find film somewhere. We study players regardless of where they played. So there's not much people don't know. I mean, everybody's got good players, and, you know, the NFL is tough to win, and, you know, you got to play well to win. So that's what we're staying focused on.
Gary, with all the repetitions in the quarterback race, how on schedule is this offense compared to if you'd have one guy that you were able to really zero in on? Is it on schedule for you, where you'd like it to be?
I mean, we're just starting the season, you know, so I'd like to think we can improve, you know, every day that we're out here. That's the way we approach things, you know. You know, everybody starts somewhere in this league, and the key is to, you know, when you get there to the end, can you be as good as you can possibly be, and can you be playing in January? So we'll take it a day at a time, but we're 100% focused on Carolina and what we have to do this week to have a chance to be successful.
What kind of home field advantage do you anticipate for a game this magnitude?
Well, I mean, open night, Thursday night. We know our fans will be ready to go, so our fans are great all the time, but we're looking forward to it. Okay?
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thanks, okay. Coach.